Hi, this is a dictation for William Cox, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, C-O-X. Date of service is 9-11-2024. Date of accident is 9-25-2022. The date of service is 9-11-2024. Date of birth, 4-22-1977. Mr. William Cox is presenting for a follow-up visit. He currently suffers from headaches, pain in the left shoulder, pain in the neck, and right elbow. Pain in the lower back has been radiating to the posterior thigh and posterior buttocks in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. Patient is receiving oxycodone and gabapentin from his primary care physician all along this episode. He was a victim of an automobile accident where he was T-boned on the passenger side as a restaurant driver. The impact has caused him various headaches, which is in the front and the back of the head, along with dizziness, vertigo, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurry vision, and all the pain symptoms are described. And he is unable to work at this time, and he's on disability. Patient has been trying conservative treatment. He has had 3 injections to the lumbar and 4 injections to the cervical epidural, along with various injections to the shoulder, carpal tunnel, and elbow injections. He also received two sets of facet joint injection to the cervical. His SI joint injections have not been done yet. And other than that, patient is stable. His pain level in the described area is between 6 and 8, while ADLs are affected 8. Patient reports only 20% relief in the symptoms. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review for additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 141/94, and pulse is 75, pulse ox 99. The rest of the exams is same as previous visit of 8-6-2024, dictation number 0808-055. Diagnosis, the same plan is to continue physical therapy for cervical and lumbar region, left shoulder and left elbow. Oh, sorry, the right elbow. And patient remains off work. Also, replacement transportation has been checked out. And the patient is provided with the following medication, which is Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, L-level, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder. He received Neurontin and oxycodone from his primary care physician. The patient has been advised about seeing Dr. Redden or another spine specialist for spinal cord stimulation device. But the patient is not interested. Patient was advised about the role of surgery, and the patient is not interested in doing that. He also doesn't want to do any neuropsych evaluation as of now, and counseling that has been advised to him. He was also advised about chiropractic care, laser treatment, as well as infrared treatment in addition. SI joint injection might help him further in the lower back area. That have yet to be done. Regarding the cervical spine, 4 injections were done, and I think that was our limit to do the maximum injections. He does have a equivocal relief in it.